Hall, who is a former educator and a volunteer member with the Assistance League East Valley. Kathy Stevens is also a member. She was a president last year, and she's a thrift store manager for the Assistance League East Valley. Thank you both for coming in this morning. So tell me about the organization. I'll start with you, Kathy.
Yeah, the Assistance League of East Valley is part of a national organization. There are about 120 different assistance leagues throughout the United States. There are five here in Arizona. There's one in Yuma, one in Flagstaff, one in Tucson, one in Phoenix, and then we're the East Valley. And we cover Gilbert, Tempe, Chandler, Queen Creek, Higley, Mesa. So that's who we are. We got started back in 1989, I believe, and it was not a formal chapter then. It was just a group of ladies who were starting the Assistance League. And then in 1995, when they had about 60 members, which was the requirement from National, then they were able to become an official chapter of the Assistance League.
And so who is it you serve? What was the purpose of putting this together?
Well, I think the initial and main purpose of all chapters nationwide is Operation School Bell. Operation School Bell, we have two different ways that we help dress children who are on free lunch and need help with school clothes. If they're in a uniform school, we provide two complete sets of uniforms for them. We include shoes in addition to the uniforms, and we provide looking good kits. We used to call them hygiene kits, but the kids don't like that name. They like looking good better. And those kits have things that a lot of these students don't have at home. Mm-hmm. Toothbrush, shampoo, soap, toothpaste, brush, comb. The biggie that
basics,
is
basics, really.
Basic.
Yeah.
And the one that most of the kids like the most, especially the older ones, is we have deodorant in there. We get a lot of notices from school nurses who say it changed his personality once he could put deodorant on and come to school and not feel like he wasn't fresh.
So how many kids do you serve each year?
This last year was our highest number yet. We served 9,831 students with school clothes. And again, those are all in the East Valley school districts that Kathy mentioned. We added two this year. She mentioned Higley and Queen Creek. Those we didn't have last year, and that's why our numbers were a little bit bigger this year also. If they aren't in a uniform school, we take them to Target, and they get to spend up to $90 on school clothes. Parents come with them and help them shop. A lot of the kids say things like, I've never had new clothes like this before. It's pretty fun to watch their faces as they're shopping for new clothes.
Yeah.
And the way that those children are determined is we work with the liaisons, the parent liaisons, and the school nurses, and they let us know which children are most in need of our help, and so then they bring them, they come to the Target, and we have all of our volunteers there to help them. We let them choose school clothes only and not, you know, ballerina dresses or something like that, because our purpose is really to make sure that they're adequately prepared to go back to school.
We are also kind of careful about T-shirts that either have pictures or sayings on them, because we don't want to participate in that, you know, when we're providing school clothes. So we, once they've shopped, we actually have a table of the ladies who go through and look to make sure they've actually selected appropriate school clothes.
So how long does it take to prepare for this? You do this, I'm guessing, at the beginning of the school year or just before?
Mm-hmm. We did 10 of them. We will have done 10 of them this year, and we actually have to start fairly early with ordering if it's uniforms that go out to the schools. But with the dressings, I think we just had one 2 weeks ago, so they aren't all right at the very beginning of the year. We may have one or two left still this year.
And it does take a lot of coordinating, because we work with Targets, and so we have to go to the individual Target stores, meet with their managers, and arrange a time and make sure that they're set up for us because we're bringing in all these boisterous, happy children.
Yeah. And they're all excited.
Yes, they are very excited, and their parents come as well, and then we have several of our ladies there. So we need to make sure that everybody's prepared. And Target has been very generous with us in giving us the time and the space and the ability to help these children. So we're very appreciative to them.
What other organizations do you work with in the community, if there are any?
Yeah, there's a few. We work with the Salvation Army. You know, we have a thrift store, and so that's one of our main money raisers is our thrift store. And items that come in that we just can't use, that maybe are electronics or things that we can't make sure will be working in good working order, or clothes that just maybe don't quite meet our standards, we pass those along to the Salvation Army. So they come twice a week to the store and pick up all of those things. We work with a program in the Tempe High School is called Threads. And so if we have clothes that go on the floor that don't sell after a while, but they're very nice teen clothing items, we take those to Threads. And that's a little, it's almost like a mini thrift store in the high school. There's one at Tempe High and one at Marcos Deniza. Mm-hmm. And the children are allowed to come, the young adults that are in high school age are allowed to come in and just choose various items. There's no charge at all, and they don't have to prove need. And so it's a really nice way to help the students in the high schools as well, because then they don't have to come to us. They're right there at the school where they go to school.
We also work, this is not Operation School Bell, it's our second largest project that we do, and we provide assault survivor kits for 10 different facilities in the East Valley. Like, ASU has now started a sexual assault department 2 years ago, so we added them. Chandler Regional is now a trauma center, so they get these kits. And what's in the kits are complete outfits for people who have to leave their clothes for some reason, whether they've been cut off or they've been in a house fire, whatever it is, we provide a complete outfit, including shoes, a top and a bottom that's set according to whatever the winter or summer weather might be. And another, they can have hygiene kits rather than looking good kits because they're often adults. But we provide these so that they can go home not in a hospital gown, but with some dignity, with some new clothes. One of the stories that we get a lot of stories back from the organizations that we help that way. And one of the letters that we got came from one of the Scottsdale assault departments. And it was a lady who, they gave her the kit, and she started crying and said, I can't afford this. Mm-hmm. And when they told her that there was a group of ladies in the East Valley that wanted her to have it without an expense, she was just overwhelmed. I mean, everything had been overwhelming, but to get something that gave back a little dignity was really important. You know, the other thing that we do along with the ask kits, and again, we get this information, it comes back to us. There was a lady whose husband was abusive, and she had a black eye and a cut on her face, and the clothes were important, but she really wanted to go buy some makeup and a pair of sunglasses. And that's not what's in the kit, but we also provide, in cases like that, if the agency that we help lets us know, we can give them a credit card. So she could go buy, she can go to Walgreens, buy some makeup and put some sunglasses on. And again, feel a little more
empowered,
self-confidence.
Yeah. Our ladies get together once a month and put together these kits. We send out a notice to the agencies that we serve and say, what do you need this month? And so they'll let us know what sizes they need, whether it's for men or women, because we do provide items for men and children as well as for women. And we get together at the thrift shop, and we put all of these kits together, and we just have a lot of fun doing it. And then we have ladies that are designated to deliver these to all of the different agencies. So it is very personal to us. And I actually had my granddaughter in at an emergency room a few months ago. And so it was at Chandler Regional. And so I went up to one of the nurses and I said, have you heard of, do you know what an ask kit is? And he took me and showed me where they store them. And he was very complimentary and thankful and said that they really do use them and they're very much appreciated. Because if someone comes in and they need to keep their clothes for evidence or right. they're just bloody or whatever, then these people can have a brand new outfit to go home in, and it's much more respectful for them.
I'm speaking with Kathy Stevens and Paula Brimhall of the Assistance League East Valley. And, you know, you're telling me about the ASK program, which stands for Assault Survivor Kits. I'm thinking about how great it is to know that there is an organization that's out there thinking about these things that could have such a huge positive impact on someone going through a very traumatic experience.
Yeah, these programs are national programs, so many of the assistance leagues throughout the United States do them. So Operation School Bell is probably our signature program nationally, but most of our chapters have the ASK program as well.
One of the parts of the ASK program that we include as needed, we have a little teddy bear, about this big. He has Assistance League embroidered on one foot. And if there are children involved that need some comfort, we can give those to them. We actually give them to the organizations again, and they decide who needs them. But about 2 years ago, we had one of the fire stations in Chandler. A couple of us from the Speakers Bureau went to talk to them, and there were about 40 or 50 of them, and they all said, "Our captain is coveting one of your teddy bears," and we're real protective of them. We don't want them going out anywhere, but we did a special presentation so he had one that he could keep on his desk. They literally are the kind of soft stuffed animal that you can kind of just hold close, and I can see how I have one myself that I bought. And I can just see how it feels. It would be so comforting, especially for a child.
So you have Operation School Bell. You have the ASK program. Tell me about the adult daycare and the scholarships that you offer.
The adult daycare is we have a facility in Tempe, and it's where adults that need special attention or maybe have some disabilities or mental handicaps come, and they spend the day there. So once a month, our members go in and have a birthday party for anyone who has a birthday during that month. We take in a big cake, we take in ice cream, and little gifts so that everyone there can choose out of our basket of gifts. We lead them in song. We have a gentleman who comes in and plays the guitar and sings to them. They dance with us. And it's like a birthday party, and it's just a lot of fun. And the staffers there are very appreciative because they're always looking for something new for their residents to do to keep them engaged and keep them happy. And so, again, the ladies who staff that program, they just take it very much to heart, and they love what they do. So that's a lot of fun for us.
And as far as scholarships, we give scholarships to students from EVIT, which is East Valley Institute of Technology. And those are high school students ready to go on to oftentimes Mesa Community College. And we gave, we gave 12 of them last year. And as long as they maintain a 2.5 grade point average, we monitor what they're, you know, how they're doing in school, see if they need help, if we can do anything in addition to the scholarships. But it helps a lot of students, 12 students, get through. I have an interesting story from that. I have a lot of these stories because we hear back from them so often.
But those are great because this gives people an idea of what it is that you're really doing and how you're having an impact.
As Kathy said, our main source of income is our thrift shop. We do grants and that and fundraisers, but that's our main source. And a lady came in and was sort of standing around like she really wanted to talk to the people who were working. And all of us are volunteers running the shop. Nobody gets paid at all in the organization. But she kind of hung around for a bit, and she finally came up and started talking, and she said, "I was the recipient of a scholarship like 5 years ago and finished her nursing degree at ASU as a result of those scholarships." Mm-hmm. And she was Navajo from the reservation up north. And she said, she goes back all the time. So we were able to arrange when we get heavy coats, Kathy said, sometimes we give to the Salvation Army, but if we get real heavy, you know, jackets, we don't need them here in Phoenix. Right. So we arranged for her to take our jackets up to the reservation when she goes at least once or twice a year. So it was one of those where it all came back around.
Do you get that a lot where maybe recipients of the scholarships or the other programs come back and volunteer with the organization?
Occasionally, not too often, because a lot of times our scholarship recipients are still going to school for a long time. But once a year we have them come to our regular meeting. We meet monthly as a group. And once a year we have them come in and they just tell us how the scholarships have impacted them, and they let us know what degrees they're pursuing, what schools they're going to, and what their plans are. So it's always a treat for our ladies to get to hear directly from the students.
And I imagine that it's motivating and inspiring to hear about the impact they're having, because I think that sometimes if you don't see it for yourself, it's easy to assume that it may not be that big a deal.
You know, because like Paula said, we're a total volunteer organization. We have no paid staff. We run a business. The thrift shop is a business. We do everything that any business has to do. We have to pay the rent. We have to pay the utilities. We have to fix anything that gets broken. We have to be on call for any kind of emergency things. If the alarm goes off, somebody has to be there. So to keep our members engaged as we do, they have to feel that other side of it, which is knowing the impact that we have on the community. And that's why we're all there.
So tell me what it is that the community can do. You've mentioned the thrift shop a few times. Tell me more about that.
The thrift shop is located on Alma School between Elliott and Warner. It's a beautiful new shop. We just moved in there 2 years ago, so we have a lot more space than where we were before. We like to think that we're a very, very high scale or wonderful shop. Of course, we believe that, but we're very clean. We're very organized. You come in, and many of our shoppers say, this does not feel like a thrift shop at all.
They call it the Nordstrom's of thrift shops.
But we do have wonderful bargains. So that's what makes it a thrift shop, is that our pricing is so, so nice. We are open every day except Sunday and Monday. Monday, we're closed because we're doing all of our pricing. We're steaming everything. We steam all of our clothes before they go out on the floor. We sort through everything. We're getting everything ready. But we do still take donations on Monday, so you can still donate. And then we're open from Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 5. We're always looking for donations, and we're always looking for new shoppers. So we welcome everyone to come out and take a look at our store and just see for themselves what a nice place it really is.
And they can start by donating at the back door, where there's a bell, and we take all of the donations, and then you can come around to the front and actually shop for, you know, to replace all the things you just donated.
Right. So donating is one thing that you could do. You could shop at the thrift store as well. How else can the community support the organization?
Well, we're always looking for new members. You know, we're most of us are retired ladies. Several of them have been involved in education. We have lots of retired teachers and principals, and then some like me that have been in the corporate world. So, but we're, you know, as we get older, it's harder and harder for us to do some of these things. So our group of active ladies kind of shrinks. So we're always looking for new members. We have a new member class twice a year, and we put them through an orientation, and they learn everything there is about Assistance League to see if it's a good fit for them. We certainly would love to have anyone who's interested come and become a member. And then we also have a number of volunteers who are not members but just come in and help us at the store, primarily working in the back room, in the donation room, where I can't begin to tell you how many things we get. Like, I was there on Saturday, and the doorbell kept ringing. And we're so grateful for that. But that requires a lot of work to sort through all of those items. We do the initial sorting, make sure they're not stained or torn or inappropriate items. And then we carry those down to the intake room and put them in the right department. So we need ladies constantly to do that. We need ladies to steam the clothes. And so we're always looking for either members or volunteers.
And I'd like to add that we do actually have just one, but we have one male member. Mm. He joined after his wife had. It's not just ladies, if anybody else was interested, because we always have lots of things people can do. The other people who often come, Kathy mentioned that her granddaughter was there at one point. I have four granddaughters, and all of them have been in and done volunteer work, because in Chandler, in high school, if you do 25 hours of volunteer work per year, you can get a scholarship through the Educational Foundation in Chandler. I don't know if Tempe does the same thing, but so they can get an extra $1,000 once they're heading for college if they've put those kind of hours in. And it gives them a chance to work and volunteer. There's mine particularly like steaming. Don't ask me why, but they love to stand there and steam. So we get a lot of the volunteers. I'll bet 20 of our volunteers who are not members are students, high school or below.
Kathy Stevens and Paula Brimhall are my guests this morning. They're here with the Assistance League East Valley. Now, do you have fundraising events that you want to talk about as well?
We do. We have two different fundraisers per year, one in the spring and one in the fall. We don't necessarily need volunteers for that, but we certainly need people to attend, to come in and participate. Like any organization, we raise money as often as we can. And so our fundraisers are a great opportunity to come and have a good time, meet our members, have a lot of fun. And then we do the typical things. We have silent auctions. We have at our spring fundraiser, a live auction. We have music usually at all of our events, and food, of course, at all of our events. And so we would love to have anyone who wants to come out and be a part of one of our fundraisers come with us.
We have an additional, this is not considered a fundraiser, but we have one coming up. It's the 12th.
Yeah, we have our second annual holiday preview coming up tomorrow from noon to 6. Now, we're normally not open on Mondays, but this is an opportunity for everyone to come in. It's the first time that any of our Christmas items are for sale and for display, so you can come and get the pick of the crop from anything that you might need to help decorate your home for the holidays. The ladies do a beautiful job of arranging things. We have several decorated Christmas trees that you can purchase as they are. We have lots of beautiful items donated to us for Christmas. And so during the year, we take all of those, we store them, and then we bring them out once a year for this fabulous holiday preview. So that certainly would be something that it's a lot of fun. So, and that's from noon to 6.
Where was the location again?
It's at the thrift shop, and that's at 2326 North Alma School Road. So anyone who is needing a little jump start on their holiday spirit, we encourage them to come out and join us.
When I was at the thrift shop this last week, I noticed there were probably 25 wreaths, hand-decorated, that will be for sale tomorrow. So it's one more thing. That's not considered a fundraiser. It's just something special.
Well, I know you have a lot of this information on your website. So what is that address?
It is www.assistanceleagueeastvalley.org. All one word.
So you mentioned earlier that you have lots of stories from your time with the Assistance League East Valley. Any that you'd like to share with us as we start to wrap up?
I can tell a couple of really short ones. Going back to our Operation School Bell, some of the comments that we get from children, for example, when we handed out the Looking Good kit to one young boy, he came back and he said, "Could I have a second toothbrush so I don't have to share with my brother?" We were able to give him a whole second Looking Good kit, but we don't realize the way we live, how many others in Arizona live. We have the fourth highest poverty rate in the country in Arizona, and one in five Arizona children live in poverty. So we know the need is there. We're just trying to help as much as we can.
And I'm sure you probably get a lot of that as well, where kids want to take something for their siblings, too.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes. And do you allow that?
Or? We don't. We have to stick with the $90 for school items. And it is hard. Sometimes there are five children in the family.
Yeah.
And one of them might not even be in school yet. But we just don't have the funds to help the little ones, other than like with a toothbrush or a hygiene kit.
How about you, Kathy? Do you have any stories to share?
One of the areas that I've been really privileged to work in is with the uniforms, and I was the uniform chair for a year. And during that time, we were able to add a brand new school to our list of uniform schools. And what was really touching to me was we had a meeting with all of our current uniform schools. And we asked them, if we only have so much money, what would you rather see us do? Would you rather see us add a new school, take away a school, keep everything the same? And to a school, they were wanting us to be more inclusive, to serve as many schools and as many students as we could. And so that just illustrates that everyone that's working, whether it's in the school district, whether it's at Assistance League, or any of the other organizations that are doing such wonderful things for our students, they recognize the need out there, and they're all willing to do whatever they can to reach as many children as we can.
So, you know, every week I get to interview so many great organizations, and with so many around doing such great things as you are, what do you want people to take away this morning about what you're doing and why the Assistance League East Valley is one to support?
Our future is in our students, and it's been proven that students who come to school that are well-fed, that are well-clothed, do better in school. I think anything that we can do to help in that process is very, very important, very vital. And then the work we do with our assault survival kits in terms of giving some people dignity when they walk away from one of the most stressful events in their life, I don't think you can ever match that experience for them. And so I would say that's why. And also, because we're an all-volunteer organization, and it's ladies who are giving from their heart. And none of us has another motive at all other than just to be of help.
And I would ditto everything Kathy just said. I think, if nothing else, the confidence that students can have if they aren't worried about the clothes they have on or the fact that they literally have their father's shoes on that day, it helps with them being able to focus on the purpose of the school, learning, and not have to worry about standing out in a negative way because of their income level.
Yeah. Well, if people want to learn more, the website is assistanceleagueastvalley.org. What is the location of the thrift store again?
It's at 2326 North Alma School Road. So it's on the west side of Alma School between Elliott and Warner.
Well, thank you so much, Kathy Stevens and Paula Brimhall of the Assistance League East Valley, for coming in this morning.
You look nice. How was work?